Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
What if you could get the benefits of fasting without starving yourself? Prolon's 5-day program leverages nutrition technology to develop actual food that mimics the effects of fasting. It's clinically proven to trigger a fasting state while you eat. That's why Prolon is not a diet. Prolon is the future of nutrition. Prolon is offering listeners 15% off site-wide, plus a $40 bonus gift when you subscribe to their 5-day program. Just visit ProlonLife.com. That's ProlonLife.com.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to Comic Book Club. I am Alex, and it is day two here at BIX, Brooklyn Independent Comic Showcase. We're on the con floor with the always awesome Ryan Dunleavy. Ryan, how are you?
I'm doing great. I've never been described as always awesome. So
been awesome. It is always true. It's good to chat with you. It's been a little while.
Yeah, it has been.
Before we get to the books or anything, we are on day two here at BIX, and I haven't talked to anybody, at least on the podcast, about this experience being here. You're a New Yorker like me.
Yeah.
What do you think about this so far? What's your take?
It reminds me a lot of Mocha, actually, in a lot of ways. Like in all the positive ways that it's like seems to be a nice little community. I've wanted to come to this show like since it started, but I've always been out of town or otherwise engaged.
Yeah.
I'm glad I got here. It's been fun.
Yeah, I mean, you've obviously done a lot more tabling than I have. I live in the neighborhood.
I usually do the giant shows. I do like the C2E2 in New York and stuff like that.
We've done Baltimore and Terrificon, and both of those were like very focused on the comics. People
very
excited about comics.
Keep
people coming up, wanting to quiz us on our Marvel comics knowledge.
Oh yeah,
else.
Very very old school Marvel DC.
That's not
shows.
What this is.
Yeah, no, not at all.
So what are your interactions with people been like at the table?
Mostly it's been like people have been surprised I've been doing this for so long. I've been doing it for 20 years.
Yeah.
They're like, oh my gosh, you have a lot of books. I already started in indie comics, and this is where my heart is, and it's nice to come back to it. And I'm still doing them, even though like most of my stuff is published by book publishers. I still publish my own mini comics, so it's, you know, nice to see this side. All these people, you know, that just want to make comics so badly.
Yeah.
Like nothing is going to stop them.
Yeah, it definitely feels like, I mean, not to sound like an old fogey, but I think there's a little bit of a sense of art community going on here. Maybe in a different way than you get at a comic book convention, which is often more focused on the business.
Yeah. And one cool thing is, like, this is the first time I've seen a local convention in New York that has so many people locally producing stuff. I don't know. I can't quite put my finger on it. I mean, I've seen a lot of shows where it's more like crafty, like where people like bring things they build and stuff, but they're not bringing so many comics. I've never seen, like in the last couple of years, I've never seen so many self-made comic books, which is what I love, more so than like stickers or prints, which are fine, but that's what I come to shows for. And so it's nice to see it. It's nice to see all these people that are, hey, there are people still making comics out there that you might not have seen in the comic store.
Exactly. Well, let's talk about your comics that are going to be in comic book stores, Ryan.
Sure.
Or are currently.
Yeah.
First one, you got a book on Chris Farley.
That's right. I did a graphic novel with Z2. I illustrated it. It was written by Chris Farley's brother, Kevin Farley, who's a stand-up comedian, character actor. And it's basically their lives up until right before Chris became famous. So it's them in college and in childhood, and they're all stories straight from Kevin, and they were really funny. I mean, hearing them firsthand and then being able to turn them into comics.
How did you get hooked up with that project?
I've been doing some projects for Z2 for a while. I did a Weird Al book. I did a Cheech and Chong book. I was just a contributor, and a Motorhead one, and I was just a contributor to those. And they had this graphic novel. They wanted to do something with Kevin, and they were just looking for a cartoony artist. And out of all the people they work with, they thought I was the best fit. And, you know, it worked out.
You obviously have a very long history in drawing from true life. For anybody who doesn't know who's listening, you did the whole action
blank. Philosophers, action presidents, action activists is the one we're doing right now.
You're pretty used to, I think, translating real life into a cartoony style. But when you're tackling stuff like Chris Farley, are there any different challenges there?
Well, I'm not really good at celebrity likenesses, I found out. So I kind of...
Easier to draw them if they've been dead for 100 years?
Yeah, it's a little bit easier because there's not quite as much photo reference. And you can do things like put Plato in a luchador mask and, things like that. But what I've tried to do recently, I've just, rather than fight against my lack of talent in that area, is just sort of go with... What I can do is just draw it in my own style and just sort of lean into that more so. So the characters, they don't become like a realistic depiction of themselves. They become more of like a cartoon character, you know?
Well, this is also a younger Chris Farley, right? So it's not necessarily the same one that we know from SNL and the movies and anything like that. So,
but when you see his childhood pictures, you can tell it's him. It is like to a T. Like even when he's like 3 or 4 years old, like that inner maniac is in there in the good way, the funny, you know, the guy who always wanted to push everybody's buttons since he was a little kid.
So I mean, I think you just touched on this, but like, where do you start, or is it more of an instinctual process when you're tackling something like Chris Farley? Is it thinking about like what is the essence of the character and making that come out?
It's kind of like training for boxing or the Olympics. Is I just start drawing them like what, using pictures and just doing it over and over and over until I get to a point in my sketchbook where it's like, okay, now I can do this character the same way again and again, because, you know, for 60 pages, 100 pages, whatever. And then just till I get comfortable with it, really, until I feel like I still have the essence of them, although it's not necessarily realistic.
What did you learn about Chris Farley, or what's a fact about Chris Farley that you were particularly surprised about?
I was really, well, I mean, I guess I shouldn't have been surprised, but I learned like he was really competitive, both on stage and in sports. He was a huge athlete, actually. He tried every single sport. He was a big football player and hockey player. Well, he tried hockey and failed at it, but... yeah, and like he brought a lot of that to, I mean, I guess in retrospect, I mean, it seems obvious, he brought a lot of that to his comedy. Like he did a lot of physical stuff, you know, throwing himself through tables and whatnot, and that he did it all out. But I mean, the one thing I was really surprised to find out that he was very religious, and he actually went to church all the time and volunteered all the time, and he didn't really talk about it to people, just his family knew. It was interesting getting a deep dive. A lot of it doesn't show up in the book, but I read so many biographies and watched documentaries about him. But there was a lot to learn. He was a very complicated, interesting person.
Yeah.
And fame kind of ruined him, which was kind of sucks.
I want to ask you about action activists, not to turn into something else, but not that you and Fred have ever shied away from hot button topics or pushing the envelope a little bit in terms of the ideas. I'm thinking of like the... Oh my God! Not action comic creators.
What's that?
What was the name of the book?
Action activists or action what? Action presidents? Oh wait! I don't. What's the question?
Wait! Didn't you do one about comic creators?
Yeah. The comic book history of comics.
Comic book history of comics. Yeah. Okay, I got action stuff.
Yeah,
in my
and
head.
We did one on animation too. Yeah.
Right. Okay. So
we couldn't call it action comics, unfortunately, which Fred's life suggested. Well, why not just call it that? We're like, well, you see, there's a thousand issues.
Comic book history of comics. I still was about to call it action comics.
Yeah.
Is like you went to some very serious places and you're always jokey, but you definitely didn't shy away from those darker parts of comic book history. What is the responsibility of doing action activists today in the modern world in 2025?
I wish I could answer that question. I guess just to be like we do with all of our stuff, just be as truthful as possible and, you know, not it's you know, This is kind of a, this is a very loaded question. Yeah, it's a very good question, but it's one I really can't answer.
Sure.
But yeah, just to be as, just stick with our guns. Stick with what we think is true. Not, I mean, even though we're being funded by the school, the Department of Ed, I think we stuck to our principles and our morals from the get-go. The very first issue of Action Activists, we're being paid by the DOE to write a comic about how the Department of Ed was protested against and was wrong, like one of the biggest student movements in the 60s in New York City. And I don't know. I think we were off on the right foot with that one. It's just like, hey, you know, the system, this is the system, this is how it works, this is how it can work for you. Oh my gosh.
Sorry,
we have
a,
gale force wind coming
through.
Yeah,
there's just a hurricane. Don't even worry about it. It's fine.
Oh, you all right? I've got comics.
Conventions, folks. This is what happens. I'm not even going to edit this out. This is live. This is live on the Confluence. This is what it's like.
Comic Book Live.
Yep.
Right?
There you go.
We're here.
We did it. Let me ask you about the Department of Education thing.
Sure.
Because I don't think, I mean, I know you just touched on it, but I don't think a lot of people know this, that they publish a lot of comics.
They do. They have a comics group that started in 2019 called the Civics for All Comics Group. I think they've published about 60 titles by now, and they're all free digitally to anybody who wants to read them, and they are used in the social studies curriculum in New York City. And we've been with them since the beginning. We did one of the very first ones, which was Action Activist number one, and Fred and I have done six so far, and we've got a new one coming out next month.
Awesome. Let's talk about an upcoming project you have. You are also doing a biography of Jack Kirby.
And that is the book I just mentioned. It is also for the school, the Department of Ed. They have another series called Hidden Figures, where they use they do biographies of prominent New Yorkers that you might not have heard about. And because of our work with them and also the Comic Book History of Comics, they thought we were a natural fit for doing a biography on Jack Kirby, who everybody's heard of Stan Lee. Not everybody's heard of, especially high school kids, haven't heard of Jack Kirby.
Yeah.
So that's what we're working on.
You may be aware that you are a comic book artist.
I am aware that I'm a comic book artist, yes.
How do you feel about drawing a biography of Jack Kirby, one of the goats?
It's intimidating. I went into it with the ideals of, like, I'm going to draw just like him. And, like, literally on page one, panel one, I'm like, this isn't going to work. I'm going to do my best. I'm going to use, you know, some of his effects, and it's going to feel like his biography, but I got to do it my own way. And I hope I, you know, did him proud. We'll see what happens.
Yeah. And when is that coming out?
That will be out next month, digitally. They wanted us to get it out in time for Jewish Heritage Month.
Cool.
And it hopefully will make it in print to schools in time for that, but it'll definitely be out digitally.
And, I mean, this is the opposite coast, so I imagine there is no coordination. But there's also that Jack Kirby exhibit that's going to be done at the Skirball in L.A.
I heard about that.
But you could, you know, hand out copies
outside
something.
I mean, we're all doing our own thing at the same time. We'll see what, you know, I'll probably line up with them at some point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Before I let you go, anything else you want to plug?
No, that's it. Just like, I mean, I am always doing, people are surprised. I do a lot of comics that I'm not even, probably forgetting myself. So if you just go to my website, which is shockingly my name, RyanDunleavy.com, it has everything I'm doing. I self-publish comics. I'm doing graphic novels. I'm doing a new series, which should be announced soon. Yeah, we'll see. That's where it's all going to be.
Ryan, so great having you on. You are always awesome.
Thank you, Alex. So are you.
Sit on crap.